Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We're learning the Gemara Maseches Makos on Daf Ches, and the Gemara tells us that the paradigm of where you go to Golus is Chativas Eitzim, is when you are involved as Sheyavo El Reo Bayar, you're involved in Rishus activity. Ma Chativas Eitzim Rishus, I've called Rishus Yotza Amakas Benova, Rav Harode Es Tamido. Vishliach Bezdin. So those three cases are examples of mitzvah. So we flip down to the Gemara and Amalei Humra Banu Rav Imadimach Mechativas Eitzim Derushos Dil Mechativas Eitzim Dersuk Mechativas Eitzim Aracha VeAfilom Rachmana Ligli. So Amalei Kevim DeImotza Chatuf Lab Mitzvah Hashtanami Lab Mitzvah. So here the Gemara seems to establish for us a litmus test in terms of identifying whether an activity is a mitzvah. And basically, the Gemara says, well, if the object of the mitzvah was somehow there for you anyway, in other words, the ma'aracha was already, you have already pre-cut wood, you already have pre-cut eitzim for your sukkah, would you have to go through a process of cutting the wood yourself? The answer is certainly not. And therefore, even when you do cut the wood for the ma'aracha over the sukkah, hashtanami lav mitzvah, it's not called a mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, Esve, if that indeed is true, then Yotza Ava Makas Benova, Rav wrote this as Tamid of Shia Bezdin, because in those cases, Lema, why don't we argue, came to Ilu Gamir Lav Mitzvah, Hashtanami Lav Mitzvah. So when it comes to, you have a son, you have a Talmud who's doing well, he's learning well, so if he's learning well, then that's analogous to you already have cut Eitzim, and therefore there certainly would not be a mitzvah to go ahead and hit him if he's learning well. And as a result, the Gemara assumes that even when he's not learning well, to hit him is not a mitzvah. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. And then the Gemara comes up with what is a pretty stunning Chiddush. And the Gemara says, no, Afal Gav de Gomir, mitzvah. No, there's a mitzvah even if he is learning well, says the Gemara. Why? Dixiv Yasir Binchov Yanichecha V'yitein Ma'adanim lenafshecha. And from this pasuk, there is a derivation that there is some kind of mitzvah, even if he is doing well. Okay, so hold on to that, Yisod, for a second. Let's turn the page. I want to do one more Gemara with you. And the Gemara is found on Daf Chesmet Beis. I threw this into the end of the Maror Makomos. But here the Mishnah teaches us, Ha'av gole al yidei haben, that a father will go to Golus if he kills his son. And the Gemara now asks, Ha'av gola al yedei haben? A father goes to Golus as a result of killing his son. Va'amris yotza av hamakes beno. That a father does not go to Golus when he hits his son, even if de gomar, even if he's learning. Va'amris avagav de gomar mitzvah ka'avid. Even if he's learning and he's doing well and he hits him, he doesn't go to Golus. So what exactly is the case where he goes to Golus? So the Gemara says something amazing. Bishulya denagri. No, he's trying to educate him, not in Torah learning, but rather in some kind of apprenticeship. He's trying to teach him to be a carpenter. So the Gemara says, that's also a mitzvah. To teach your son a parnasa, shulya denagri, chayusahu delande. And therefore, that's also a mitzvah. Father has an obligation to teach his son a parnasa. So that too is mitzvah. And if he goes in and dies in that process, so he should not have to, he shouldn't have to go to Golus. So the Gemara says, no, they were talking about a case, the Gomir Umnusa Achrisa. Now he's giving him a second career. He already has a career. He already knows carpentry. And now he's teaching him also to be an electrician. And now that he's teaching, he's not learning electricity so well, so he gives him a pachi in there. That already is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to teach him one parnasa, not to go ahead and teach him multiple parnasas. Okay? So we have an idea over here that there is a mitzvah of a father, a rebbe, but there's different parameters depending on what the educational topic is. Now, in order to get into this, I want to look at the ritva, a few ritvas, and really tie it into our sugi, a sugi in Maseches Shabbos, and I think it'll give us a nice little shtickle, a nice little picture of what's going on over here. So the ritva, we'll look at the two ritvas inside. The ritva tells us, he quotes our Gemara, and then he says the pshat in our Gemara, he presents the pshat in our Gemara, Af kishalo matza chata shud sarich lakto velo sage belav hachi ein hachativa hahi chashuva mitzvah. The fact that if you have wood already, you wouldn't cut wood, so that indicates, it's a litmus test that chativa is not a mitzvah. So what is it? Hechsher mitzvah ba'almahu. It is a mere hechsher mitzvah. Va'afilu hider mitzvah in bazeh yoter mi bazeh. And even a hider, it's lacking. In other words, if I have a choice, if I have pre-cut wood for my sukkah, or I can do the mitzvah, I can chop the wood myself. So says the Ritva, it would be foolish. You'd be not accomplishing anything to go ahead and chop the wood yourself. There wouldn't be any idea of mitzvah o yotam b'shulcho, because after all, this is purely hechsher mitzvah ba'alma. La'afuke, in contrast, me'av ha'make esbeno. The harav harode es tamido, the mefaresh tamuda va'azel da'hasam la'olam ika mitzvah. The chemis parish idok damin l'kamon, the kem di matzah charosh, that's the Gemara, that's later on. But so the Gemara tells us, in other words, the Ritva is contrasting when it comes to chativas eitzim, I'm using the words, I'm going to echo his words, hechsher mitzvah ba'alma. However, when it comes to a Rebbe and his Talmud and Av and his son, la'olam ika mitzvah. There is always a mitzvah. Now hold that for a second. Let's learn the next Ritva, because the next Ritva I think is saying something very, very meaningful and very significant. So the Ritva says, Afagav degamir mitzvah kavdik, siv yasa bin chvi anichecha, perish. V'diyek hoch mitchom v'yanichecha v'yitei ma'adar ma'ashecha, klomar. Even if the Talmud doesn't need a patch right now, he's steiging away. Nevertheless, if you give him the patch, it's gonna, in the long run, it's going to be good. That's by a father. Oh. So says the Ritva. Hanicha ha'av v'harav. So this all makes perfect sense if you're talking about av and rav. Ela shliach bezdin. But if we're talking about shliach bezdin, havadai kidegomir idach v'lo chata yesh onesh l'shliach bezdin l'halkosa umalkus nami ika midichsiv lo Yosef. Let's say you have a Shliach Bezdin. It's his business. It's his job. He's the Malkus guy. And now you have a guy, and he says, come on, come in. I'm giving you Malkus. And he's not Chayav Malkus. Is there any Svara in the world to say, yeah, even though you're not Chayav Malkus, but there's a mitzvah, I want to make sure society gets kept in line. I want to make sure you stay in line. And therefore, just in case, it's a prophylactic Malkus. Just in case, is there any mitzvah to that? What does the Ritva tell you? Not only is there not a mitzvah to do that, the Shliach Beis Din, quote unquote, would actually be Chayav Malkus. He would actually be violating a law called Lo Yosef. So how does this whole Mahalach of the Gemara jive with Shliach Beis Din? Now, who was the first person who we saw that asked this kasha, if I can refresh your memories? No. I'm talking about not chronologically, but we saw this kasha earlier by another Rishon, a couple of shiurim ago. That's correct. It was the Ramban. And you might recall that the Ramban says, when the Gemara cites over here and throws in Shliach Bezdin, Shliach Bezdin's lav dafka. It didn't mean Shliach Bezdin. Shliach Bezdin is only mentioned like Shliach Bezdin's a p'tur ones, not a p'tur mitzvah. That was the Ramban. But the Ritva doesn't say that. V'yesh lomar, d'mehahu lo parchinon klal. Now, we're not really bothered by Shliach Bezdin. D'hasam mitzvah mamish ika lahalkoso kishuhu chayav kidiksiv epilo hashovit vikilafana. Ah, don't bother me from Shliach Bezdin. You're right. So Bezdin, if the guy did not do an Aveira and he's not Chayv Malkus, of course it's not Aveira to go ahead and hit him. What's the case of Shliach Bezdin where he is Chayv Malkus? And where he is Chayv Malkus, says the Ritva, and I'm underlining it, Chasam mitzvah mamish ika lahalkosa. There's a mitzvah mamish lahalkosa. That's interesting formulation. Why am I emphasizing those words? Mitzvah mamish lahalkosa. In contrast to what, Yosef Avram?
Hechsher mitzvah, which becomes gufa shel mitzvah, is not a mitzvah mamish.
Give me in so like what? Like what?
It's a hechsher mitzvah mitzvah.
Yeah, but like what? Like what? Which case? Which case?
Building the sukkah.
No, not building a sukkah. Not building a sukkah. Not building a sukkah. Kobe?
Hitting your son.
Hitting your son. In other words, I think what's going on over here is the Ritva is suggesting there are three tiers. Tier number one is Chativas Eitzim. Chativas Eitzim is pure Hechsher Mitzvah. Does not rise to the level of mitzvah whatsoever. Then you have on the other extreme, you have Shliach Bezdin. Shliach Bezdin, when the guy is Chayv Malkus, is pure mitzvah. It's unadulterated mitzvah. And then you have a fuzzy area. Fuzzy area. What's the fuzzy area? The fuzzy area is what I'm calling the area of chinuch. Chinuch habanim, chinuch hatalmidim. When it comes to chinuch habanim, chinuch hatalmidim, listen carefully. Is it, which category is it? Hechsher mitzvah? Direct mitzvah? Or something amorphous in between? Netani?
I'd say like, Bob, actually it's kind of like an inyan. Like it's not a mitzvah, but it's like
I don't like inyan. Like I don't like inyan. I think it's more than inyan. I think it's more than inyan. I think it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Such that if you kill someone in the process, you're going to be putter from gull. So it rises to the level of, but it's not mitzvah mamish. It's not mitzvah mamish. And therefore, it's going to create an exemption from gullus. I'm going to call it, Rabosai. Is there a mitzvah right now for the Shliach Bezdin to hit this guy who's Chayv Malkus? Yes. Is there a mitzvah right now for me to call in my daughter who's 15 years old and give her a patch?
Oh, man, yeah.
The answer is that's a function.
It felt like it was necessary.
It's a function of Shikul Hadas. Shikul Hadas. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
What does Shikul mean?
And when Shikul Hadas. It's discretionary. Depending on what. Now, would you call.
It's got a transient property.
Yeah, would you call it, though, a mitzvah mamish la'alkosa?
No.
No. What is it? What is it? Give me a hagdara. What is it? I'll tell you what it is. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. But it's a hechsher mitzvah that rises to a level of Kiyum HaMitzvah. Why do I say that? Because the nature of chinuch, the nature of chinuch is, you don't just look at your little narrow world right now. You need to project, you need to look ahead, you need to look forward, and as such, this, you want to create and help build the best son, the best Talmud you can do so. And sometimes that requires more discipline, sometimes less discipline. Kafi Shikul Hadas, even when he's learning well, it might require discipline. And that discipline rises to the level of not mitzvah mamish. When I'm saying mitzvah mamish, when interpreting the Ritva is not a mitzvah misuyemes, not a particular mitzvah, but that which, when exercised, rises to the level of mitzvah. It's a hechsher. Why do I say it's a hechsher? Why am I saying hechsher? Jump
that's
in.
The nature of the
because right now I don't have the goal. What's the goal of the patch right now? What's the goal of the patch?
Not the product to learn. It's for the future.
The goal is for the future. Exactly. The goal is could be there's a toelis 2 years from now, 1 year from now, 5 years from now. But the nature of that activity is a chinuch event, but is not for the present. It's for the future. And since it's for the future, it's a hechsher, but not a hechsher like chativas etzim. It's a hechsher that has mitzvah quality to it. Now I'm going to ask you a question. I would like you to characterize, and be careful here, a father giving his son a patch while he's teaching him how to become a carpenter. Which category is that going to fall into? Is that Chativas Eitzim? Is it Chativas Eitzim? Is it what we've been discussing now? Or is it Shliach Beis Din? Kobe.
It depends on whether he already knows.
No, I'm saying this is, he doesn't have another umnus. He has no other umnus.
So same thing as learning. The same thing as what we were discussing.
Any other ideas? Yes, Shapiro.
I don't know how much Rory's gonna like this, but I think it's actually in between one and two.
Okay, don't make my life complicated.
No, okay, but because
No. What are you tying in, Natani?
I think it's Shliach Beis Din.
I think so too. Why?
I think it's Shliach Beis Din in the fact that it's once it arises, then you're able to opt into it, but you can't just opt into it purely the way that you can when you're teaching yourself.
In other words, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara tells us, if you have another umnus, is there any aspect of giving him a patch to, like, make him... What's the difference between Yeshlo umnus achrisi? He has another umnus. He already has an umnus. Why there do we say no? Now if the father hits him because he's teaching him now his second trade, the father goes to Golus, whereas in Chinuch, for Torah, if he hits him, he's exempt from Golus. What's the Chiluk? What's the Chiluk? Go ahead, Will. Yeah, what's the Chiluk?
Because teaching him an omnus is a means to an end, but teaching him Torah is literally the end itself.
Stop. You're annoying me. You're annoying me. Kobe,
that was so good.
Kobe, what do you got?
What does he need a second umnus for?
Yes, in other words...
Let him learn more instead.
Right, in other words, the father's mitzvah... Listen to what I'm saying. The father's mitzvah to teach him a profession is a mitzvah misuyemes. It is a specific mitzvah. I have an obligation as a father to make sure my son can be mafarnes himself. That means... one job that can take care of his parnasa needs. Once I have satisfied that obligation, I'm done. That mitzvah is complete. It's over. It's a mitzvah misuyemes. If he's not learning well, he's not paying attention, then yes, to go give him a patch to steer him in the right track, fine. But once he has once he's accomplished that, you know, that profession, I'm done. The mitzvah is over. Unlike Torah, what is the nature of a father's obligation or a Rebbe's obligation to his Talmud when it comes to Torah learning? Is it ever over? It's never over. Why? Because the nature of Torah is infinite. You can always develop better midos, better learning, better svaris. You can always go higher. And therefore, on the one hand, the mitzvah has an amorphous quality to it. On the other hand, it never, ever ends. Afal gav de gomir, there is still a quality to that mitzvah, even if he's learning well, because he can always learn better. He can always do more. He can always strive higher. His midos can always can always expand themselves. Hands down for a second. I just want to take a look at, and I believe maybe this is what Tosis has in mind, this idea that we're expressing. Take a look at Tosis and Daf Chesamet Aleph. Tosis writes over here, Af al gab de gomer mitzvah ka'ovid, v'im tomar. Mikomakum kosh mishleh bezin, came the iloka kvar, lav mitzvah ka'ovid. So what's pshat? How can we bun shleh bezin in? Same kasha as the Ramban and the Ritva. V'yesh lomar, mikomakum ika mitzvah mitchila. Yeah, but when it comes to shleh bezin, there's a mitzvah up front on the first hakah. Masha'in came bechativas eitzim de sukkah. V'matzon chatubos lohoya shom chativas mitzvah me'olam. Sharei lo nechtevu lakach. Now, V'lekalamei manami. Now listen to this line, and I underline it. Very sharp line. V'lekalamei manami kevan de'ilu lo chata. Lab mitzvah. By Shlia Bezdin. Why don't we say the same svara that we just said when it comes to chativas eitzim? After all, what's the svara of chativas eitzim? If you already had pre-cut eitzim, you wouldn't have to cut. So even if you don't have pre-cut eitzim, it's not a mitzvah. So if this guy didn't sin, you wouldn't give malchus. So now that he did sin, you're giving malchus. Why is that called a mitzvah? V'leklamei manami kem de'ilu ochot alav mitzvi dehahi. Listen to this lumdus, very lumdus atasis. Dehahi, because if he didn't sin, and you gave him a patch, you gave him malchus, lav shliach bezdin mikri. He doesn't have a chalos shem shliach bezdin. Velo dummy, but it's not like rabo va'aviv. Unlike rabo va'aviv, that the la'olam Shmo alav, ze al bno, v'ze al talmido. A father is always a father. The shame Abba is always there. And as a result, there's always room for the father to educate his son, to develop his son, to enable his son to achieve greater godless. It's not finite, it's an infinite, unending relationship. Shliach Bezdin begins and ends. So therefore, if he didn't do a chait, there's no shame Shliach Bezdin. A Rebbe, it's an infinite relationship. It never ceases. Because the Torah is infinite, and there's always room for more. And therefore, there's always room for more discipline to encourage that. Rabosai, but when it comes to a profession, so what's the relationship of the father to his son in his parnasa? Yeah, Natani, go ahead.
He's an instructor up until the point where he has competency in it, and then afterwards he has an...
That's it. In other words, the mitzvah is finite. It's over. There's no longer, quote-unquote, a shame av anymore. So there's no reason, there's no heter to go ahead and give chinuch, to go ahead and give a patch, because the chiyuv is a finite chiyuv, analogous, as we said, to Shliach Bezdin. Okay, yafeh, excellent. Hashta de'asis lahachi. In light of the foregoing, I want to now learn with you a sugya, which on the face of it has nothing to do with our discussion, but on second glance, it has everything to do with our discussion, and that is the sugya in Maseches Shabbos relating to Hadlokas Neros. So take a look at source number 7a. 7 and A. We'll do it together. So says the Gemara Maseches Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, so the Gemara speaks about Ein Madlikin Be'itron. You're not allowed to light Neros Shabbos with a very malodorous kerosene, a fuel that's very bad smelling. Why my taima? Amar Rava Mitol Sherecho Ra. And Gzera Shemayani Cheru V'yetzei. It has a bad smell. You're going to light it and you're going to leave the room. So leave the room. Sha'ani Omer. Rava says, because I hold Hadlokas Neros Shabbos Chova. And since it's a Chova, you can't leave the room. Da Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Zabda, Omer Allah, Omer Rav Nachman, Bar Rava, Omer Rav, Hadlokas Neros Shabbos Chova. And therefore you can't leave the room. Okay. So now the Tosis comes in. And Tos has a nice, interesting shakla v'tar, an interesting discussion regarding exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of Neros Shabbos, and in particular, do you make a bracha when you light Ner Shabbos? So skip to the second line. That's what I want to focus on. So the Tosis writes, V'yesh Shirotzim Lomar. Now this is a shita that's quoted, I believe it's Rabbeinu Yeshaya in the Mordechai, but we're going to call him the V'yesh Shirotzim Lomar. V'yesh Shirotzim Lomar, De'ein Levarech Ahadlokas Ner. You don't make a bracha on Hadlokas Ner. Why? Midekari Lechova. Because the Gemara calls it a chova, kida amrinon mayim achronim chova, just like mayim achron, the Gemara calls a chova, and mayim achronim is washed because of melach sdom, is because of danger factors, because of sakana. So it's a chova mishum sakana here too. The ain't tunim bracha, and there's no bracha. You light near Shabbos also, so you'd have light. You don't bump into furniture. It's not a chova of ritual. It's a chova, so you don't, of shalom bayis, so you don't bump into things. And therefore, no bracha. And v'omer Rabbeinu Tam, deshibushu. Rabbeinu Tam says that's an error. It's a mistake. De'lo dami l'mayim achronim, de'lo havi ala hatzal ba'alma. Aval hadlokas ner hichova shal mitzvahs oinik Shabbos. You can't compare near Shabbos to mayim achronim. Mayim achronim is hatzalah. Is dangerous if you don't wash your hands after you eat, after you have the melach zdomis. Not true when it comes to Ner Shabbos. It's a chova mishum onek Shabbos. V'kama chova saying detunim bracha. Okay, fine. That's the intro. Now here we go. Halt cup. Very, very fundamental. Umasha omrim omer tam acher. This wrote, Yesh Rotz Mama gives another reason why there's no bracha. Shelo levarech. Mishum she'im hoysa mudlekes ve'omedes. Because if the candles were already lit, let's say Friday noontime, you lit major big torches. Lo hayatzarech lechabosa v'lachzor lahadlika. You wouldn't have to extinguish and relight. V'lo lahadlik acheres. And since you wouldn't have to extinguish and relight if it was already lit, obviously, no bracha. Rabbo said, we're going to stop there for a moment. Just explain to me, what is the argument being made and where exactly is it coming from? Yes, Isaac?
It's purely a Hechsher Mitzvah for Onik Shabbos, and it's coming from our Gemara in Makkos.
That's correct. It's coming from our Gemara in Makkos. What the Yesh Shirotzim Lomar is telling you is Neros Shabbos is a perfect analog to Chativas Eitzim, the Ma'arocha, and the Binyan HaSukkah. Just like Eitzim is a Hechsher Mitzvah Ba'alma, and how do I know if I have the Eitzim, I don't have to cut? That indicates even if I cut the Eitzim, it's not a mitzvah. So too over here, if I have a candle, a big torch that was already lit, I wouldn't have to extinguish and relight. And therefore, even when I do light, I'm not going to make a bracha because the lighting is not a mitzvah. In the words of the Ritva, it's a hechsher mitzvah ba'alma. And comes along the Rabbeinu Tam, Taisus, and says, Ein nira. I don't like the argument. The argument does not carry the day. And he brings two rayas. Deho gabe kisei hadam. In kiso aruach, poter milchasoso. Ve'afilo hochi kishemachase, tzorech levarech. When it comes to kisui hadam, I shech the chayev of, there's blood. If a wind comes along and covers up the blood, I don't have to do kisui. So does that mean that if I'm doing kisui, I don't make a bracha? No, of course I make a bracha. So I don't buy this whole argument. Kisei hadam yochiach, that the argument is not a good argument. Moreover, v'chein nolad mol. If you have a baby that's born mohul, ika lamanda amar de'ein tzarech lahativ menu dam bris. You don't need hatafas dam bris. You don't have to extract blood. Ukeshamal. But if you have a regular baby and you're doing mitzvahs mila, You have to make brachos. You certainly have to make brachos. So Rabosai, at first blush, if I was very, very balabatish, and I accept these gemaras, it's gemaras, this is gemaras. This is a gemara of Kisi Adam. Kisayu haruach, I don't have to do Kisi Adam. But if I do Kisi Adam, then I make a bracha. It's a mitzvah. Nolad mol, one mandama says, I don't have to do dam bris. But if I do the mitzvah of mila, I make brachas. It's certainly a mitzvah. Yet our Gemara says, chativa seitzim, if it was already cut, then what? Then that's an indicator that I don't have to do any cutting. So that indicates when I do cut, it's not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. So are these Gemaras contradictory? What will did the Yesherotzim Lomar know how to learn? What is Yesherotzim Lomar going to do with these Gemaras? It looks open and shut, but then these Gemaras seem to flout our Sugi Maseches Makos. So what, Rabosai, is the Pshat? I think it's very simple. Very simple. Go ahead, Isaac.
This might sound a little balabatish, but
Stop with the hagdamas.
Because by a child being born circumcised or a wind blowing over the dam, that's like onus. Like that's crazy. Like,
anyone else? No. By the way, when I do something like that to all of you or any of you, that's just my way of giving you a patch. Afal gav de gomir, it's legal patch. Yes, Netani.
All right, this also might be very well.
Ah, another hagdamas. All the hagdamas.
Like, you can opt into the chiyuv, meaning that
next. Rabosai, listen carefully. This whole sugya, and I'm back to our Ritva, because I think it all goes back to our Ritva. The whole sugya is really about Hechsher Mitzvah. The sugya is about Hechsher Mitzvah. The Ritva identified for us two different types of Hechsher Mitzvah. One he calls Hechsher Mitzvah Ba'alma. That's Chativas Eitzim. And the second, he says, could be a Hechsher mitzvah, but that rises to the level of what I'm calling amorphous mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah misuyemes, but because it has clear mitzvah agenda, it rises to the level of mitzvah. When you're talking about a Hechsher mitzvah, you ask yourself the question, well, let's say I already had the wood cut. Would I have to cut wood? Answer is no. Therefore, it's pure Hechsher Mitzvah Ba'alma. Doesn't have a mitzvah status. When I have the Hechsher Mitzvah of patching my kid, and he's learning well, is there still a mitzvah to patch the kid? Says the Gemara, yes. That means that this is rising to a Hechsher mitzvah, because right now he's learning well, but this is something down the line. It's going to help him in 2 years from now. That rises to the level of Hechsher mitzvah that has a mitzvah quality to it. What does the Yesherotzim Lomar hold? What's the Yesherotzim Lomar's vision of Neiros Shabbos? The vision of Neiros Shabbos of Yesherotzim Lomar is it's pure Hechsher mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. Now I want to know which kind of Hechsher mitzvah is it? Is it a Hechsher mitzvah like Chativas Eitzim, or is it a Hechsher mitzvah like Av Haroda Esbeno? Answer, let me plug in Makos Dav Ches. What does Makos Dav Ches tell me? Well, see, if you have a light that was pre-existing from before, would you have to extinguish and relight? Would there be mitzvah to light? Says the Eish Rotzon Lomar, there'd be no such mitzvah. In which case, that would be a proof that this is pure hechsher mitzvah. Ba'amo laichatibas eitzim, no bracha. Why is the Eish Rotzon Lomar not bothered by kisui hadam and bris milah? Yes, Will.
Because he holds that that's the second category of hechsher mitzvah, which is
no, no. Because those are not hechsher mitzvah at all. Those are shleir bezdin. Those are real mitzvahs. Kisei adam is a real mitzvah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. It's a real mitzvah. And therefore, this whole conversation is irrelevant. Shrew, if the wind blew it, and there is no dam, good. There's no mitzvah now. But it has nothing to do with Makas Davches. Bris Mila is not a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a real mitzvah. And good if he's Nolad Mol, so there's nothing to do with Mila on. But it has nothing to do with Davches. And what emerges therefore is, why did Rabbeinu Tam think this is a good Raya? Rabbeinu Tam thinks it's a good Raya because his whole understanding is just like Mila and Kisei Adam are bona fide mitzvos, and therefore we don't care. We don't care either way if it was the wind blew or didn't blow. Bottom line is, if the mitzvah is here to perform, you got to do it. So too, Hadlakas Neros is not a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to light Neros on Erev Shabbos, Mishum Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, it's exactly analogous, exactly like Kisui Hadam. And then if you look at the end of the Tosfos, the end of the Tosfos says that Yesh, that Beseder of Amram, Yesh HaMadag Nebeshaz Mvarach HaShir Kitshanu, and Od Nira Rabbeinu Tam, I'll tell you even more than that. Shem Hoya Ner Mudlak V'Oymed, if you had a fire already lit on Friday, Shit Sarich L'Chabos V'Lach Z'Ahadlik, you have to extinguish and relight. Why do you have to extinguish and relight? Because Ner Shabbos Chon Rabbeinu Tam is a Shliach Bezdin. It's a mitzvah misuyemes. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. It's out of the whole conversation. In other words, just to recap, and I hope you got this, is the Ritva's vision of the entire Gemara over here is this Gemara is only talking about characterizing different types of hechsher mitzvah. And yes, then there's a difference in Chativas Eitzim versus a Rav and his Talmud and an Av and his Talmud. And when it comes to, if you want to determine whether a Hechsher Mitzvah is a real mitzvah or just a Hechsher Mitzvah, then your litmus test is, oh, would you be able to, if it was already done, if he's learning well, if the Eitzim already cut down, would there be a mitzvah nevertheless? That's going to be your litmus test. Says the Yesh Rotzim Lomar that Hadlakas Neros is also Hechsher mitzvah, that you should have a near dolok, you should enjoy Shabbos, you should have Friday night, you should have nice candles lit. However, the Rabbeinu Tam who argues says, no, the mitzvah of near Shabbos is not a Hechsher mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of hadlaka right now, and therefore, kisei adam, kisei adam, and Bris Mila would be very, very good at analogs. Okay, Rabosa, any questions?